The month of October, as you know, is the month dedicated to the Rosary. And I would like to speak to you today about the Rosary, and particularly concerning the family recitation of the Rosary. The first motive to have family recitation is this, that it gives public worship to God. The modern mentality is that religion is a completely private affair, and that it should be practically hidden. Yet this is an insult to God, that we should hide our faith, our piety, our religion. And let me give you an example. Suppose your spouse said to you, "You're my spouse, but in public, I really want nothing to do with you. You will just be another human being." Or if you said to your child, "You're my child, but in public I don't want to recognize you as my child." Now imagine if husband said this to wife, or wife to husband, or mother to child. How insulting and deeply hurtful that would be, that you would not want to give public recognition to someone whom you hold in very high esteem. And the same is true of God, of all of the persons whom we should publicly love and worship and give veneration to, is God. But our modern world has banned God from society, but at least we should maintain that in the family. And so the public recitation of the Rosary in the family gives this public worship to God. Now, while the private recitation of the Rosary is good, the public recitation of it is better, since it makes worship of God a familial act and a public act. The second motive for the family rosary is that it makes prayer important. It is especially important if you have children, to make them realize that prayer is important. In fact, it's the most important thing of their lives. Look at what you do. If something is important, you will dedicate a time to it. Your doctor's appointment, airline schedules, your meals, your shopping, sporting events, vacations. These things are scheduled and planned. And some of them are very important. They should be scheduled and planned. But look at what is not scheduled and planned, because they're not important. Snacks. Hit and miss. Your casual recreations. Your parties. Secondary household duties like washing your car or cleaning out a closet. And those things do not have a dedicated time. And so for many Catholics, prayer does not have a dedicated time, but is set aside for hit and miss. And so the public scheduled rosary tells you and your children that prayer is very, very important. As a matter of fact, it's essential to the good of the family. That's what it says. The third motive of saying the rosary in public is that it is a school of the faith. The mysteries of the Rosary are the principal mysteries of our Lord's life. And so when you say the Rosary, you are schooling yourself in the faith. When you have a public recitation of the Rosary, you have, for your whole family, a reminder of the principal truths of the faith. And it's important. Whatever you live, you don't forget. If you don't live it, though, it disappears from your memory and your life. And you could know it speculatively, you could agree with it, but if you don't live it, it disappears from your memory and from your life. And so the public recitation of the rosary makes us live our catechism. Every day it's there. It is before our eyes. And furthermore, it is a contemplation of these mysteries. And when we contemplate them, we experience them in a certain way. And I'll give you an example. Most of you saw the movie The Passion. And whatever you thought about that movie, what is undeniable about it is that it made you present at certain actions of our Lord's Passion. It brought them to life in your mind. It's as if you were there. And that's why that movie wasn't just like some other movie. It wasn't purely entertainment. Most people came out of that movie with a certain religious feeling that they had been to the Passion itself. Most people found that about that movie. And the same is true of the contemplation of the mysteries of the Rosary. By contemplating them, by watching them in your mind, by being there, watching them, looking at them, you experience them, and these things become very real and vivid. And that's why it's important to keep that life of the faith going in your family by the vivid contemplation of these things. The fourth motive of saying the rosary publicly in your family is that it keeps the family Catholic. So many of the older generation lament the fact that their children do not practice the faith anymore. In many cases, they're pagans or atheists. Or they are avid Novus Ordo Catholics who have lost the faith. They practice birth control. They do all of the things that the Novus Ordo permits them to do. And this is a great source of sadness to you, because you know that unless they convert before the end of their lives, they're going to go to hell. They are going to spend an eternity in the devil's torture chamber. If they do not return to the faith that they were raised in, the faith that they should know and practice. And a guarantee to keep your family Catholic is to say the rosary together as a family, because it is a public profession of the faith, and it is the public and daily begging of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary that your family receive the graces necessary to persevere in the faith. If you ask for those graces, your family will persevere. But I add this. The recitation of the rosary alone will not suffice. It is important that there also be mortification of vices and the avoidance of the occasions of sin. Many Catholics rely solely on their piety to get them to heaven. Only their prayers, their masses, whatever other good things they do. But that is not enough. The path to heaven is prayer and mortification. And mortification means the putting to death of sin and its occasions. In yesterday's gospel, we had the gospel of our Lord telling us, if your eye should scandalize thee, then pluck it out and throw it from yourself, because it would be better to enter heaven blind than to go to hell whole. Now notice he doesn't say moderate it or be careful. He says pluck it out. And of course he was using a figure of speech. He doesn't want you to pluck your eyes out. But the point is very clear. Don't compromise with it. Don't in any way be soft about it. get rid of the occasions of sin, mortify the sources of sin. And that's very important for families today, because as I have said to you many times, and have been saying for the past 30 years of my priesthood, you must give up the modern culture. You must separate yourself from the modern culture. The modern culture is godless, it is dirty, and it is perverse. It will destroy your faith. It will destroy the life of grace in your soul if you have anything to do with it. And Catholics, unfortunately, must live in a type of cultural cocoon in which they protect their faith and their morals. It's part of the cross that we must bear today. And the mere recitation of the rosary will not be sufficient to protect your family. The rosary, in that sense, will be like Cain's sacrifice. It will not rise to God if you love the things of the world and the occasions of sin. And so it's very important. Also, if you want to keep your family together and keep them Catholic, tell your children at an early age that the day you leave the faith is the day you leave the family. Because the faith and the family will never be separated. They are a single thing. This family professes the Catholic faith, and the day you leave the family, the day you leave the faith is the day you leave the family. Or the day in which you are involved in a public and scandalous mortal sin, like living together, or by divorce and remarriage. When you do those things, that is the day you walk out of the family. Tell them that many, many times at an early age, starting with an early age, and say it again and again, many times a year, again and again and again. And I guarantee you that if you have public recitation of the rosary, and if you avoid the occasions of sin, and you observe that law of the family, your family will retain the faith. And you will have the joy of all of your children in the faith, which is a great joy today. You won't have that interior heartache of looking at your own flesh and blood and thinking of him or her in the fires of hell. You won't have that heartache, but you must take the means to protect, and the public recitation of the rosary is one of those means. And the fifth motive, and by no means the least, is that this is devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. You cannot enter heaven unless you are devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because the Blessed Virgin Mary is intimately associated with the mysteries of our Blessed Lord. You cannot believe in our Lord unless you also believe in the mysteries that concern the Virgin Mary. And unless you venerate her as the Mother of God, you cannot enter heaven. Even those mysteries of the rosary that you might think concern her alone, like the Assumption and her coronation, concern our Lord Jesus Christ. For who assumes her into heaven? Does she go on her own? Is it not our Lord who brings her to heaven? Is it not our Lord who glorifies her? And who puts the crown on her head? Is it not our Lord himself as God who places the crown on her head? And so even when we think about those mysteries of the rosary, we are thinking about our Blessed Lord. They are inseparable. They are two sacred persons that are inseparable. You cannot think about Our Lady without thinking about our Lord, nor our Lord without Our Lady. And so we must have devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary if we expect to go to heaven. And your best devotion is the recitation of the Holy Rosary every single day. If you sincerely say that rosary every day, it is impossible that Our Lady could not intercede for you to receive the graces that you need in order to go to heaven. You would have every confidence of heaven if you are faithful to that rosary every day. And so I recommend to you during this month of October your daily recitation of the rosary, at least in private, but most especially if you have a family. Even if you are an elderly couple or if you're a couple with no children, still make it a family act of reciting the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.